have you here. Coming up, the latest on the missing sovereign list and what U.S. is doing about
it. It'll have to be. It's bad stuff. We'll see what happens.
Delayed Afghan election sound for Saturday.
There's a lot of concern. There's no doubt about it. The situation is not good, and there are quite a large number of families.
Also ahead, the plight of African migrants trying to reach Europe, plus the sounds of Ray Charles. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump says it certainly looks, in his words, as though a missing Saudi journalist is dead. We get more now from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump doesn't say what led him to conclude the Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi is dead, but he does say it would be bad for Saudis if they're found to have been involved.
Well, it'll have to be very severe. I mean, it's bad stuff. But we'll see what happens.
Trump asks he will respond based on the various investigations.
We're waiting for the results about three different investigations that we should be able to get to bottom.
Officials in Turkey say Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul by members of an assassination squad by Saudi Mohammed Bin. The Saudi Justice reports to acquire Washington.
President Trump spoke to Reuters on Tuesday. The administration announced Treasury Secretary Mnuchin had pulled out of a major Saudi investment conference, and a U.S. official said that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had warned the Saudi Crown Prince that his credibility as a future leader is at stake. Pompeo spoke after meeting in Riyadh.
We made clear to them that we take this matter with respect to Mr. Khashoggi very seriously. They made clear to me that they too understand the serious nature of the disappearance of Mr. Khashoggi. They also assured me that they will conduct a complete thorough investigation of all of the facts surrounding Mr. Khashoggi, and they will do so in a timely fashion.
Pompeo said the Saudis should have given a few more days to make their public investment before the U.S. decides how or if to respond. President Trump's comments on Khashoggi's disappearance and possible murder signal an urgency in completing that probe. POA's Lori Lund asked Robert Dietz, a George Mason University scholar and former special counsel for the U.S. National Security Agency, for his read on the amount of time the U.S. is giving Saudis to complete their so-called investigation.
In my view, and this is just my analysis of what's going on here, something that's happened where we give a malefactor time, a malefactor leader time to find a fall guy, responsibility. And this fall guy will be identified as a working side his authority on behalf of the kingdom. And the time Sarah is giving them, it's time for them to cook their story. My best guess.
Why U.S. so seemingly clear that they are working with the Saudis to come with a story rather than get to the actual truth of something that seems to
And I think the answer is we need this way drawn. And if that's been the dock for years, or the shot left, if maybe it's a call by us for trying to organize what's there, not have big both ends of oil. The other nations in the world are going to wait. We expect to do that. And so, you know, if we have a cut in oil, we can wait. I don't say that I'm not going to be a star. But if you don't report, think of this.
Says the George Mason University scholar, former special counsel to the National Security Agency. We should think that U.S. lawmakers are continuously in question seriousness with President Trump's age or dealing with this. While Brett has emphasized that billions of dollars in sales to the Syrians is up for grabs and coming from the United States. This is Way.
Hello, I'm Carpastiel, host of the Mason Center. Based on a few of the U.S. immigrants, white extremists, British and Australian Nazis, and Trump bridges, was considered over and political security, the Catholic, up in the U.S. Saudi and Zedek and the Void. Hello, I'm on that. Unit Feasters, and begin to an hour of amazing cat music, figures and music loops, music time for Dallas at 1520 DC.
This is Viz International Edition. European Union leaders talk of progress being made on seeing the flow of modern Africa to Europe during their meeting this week in Brussels. They know that there have been a significant increase in arrivals from the Eastern route from Libya across the Mediterranean to Italy. However, there's an increase from the West route that's the Mediterranean, where people travel from Romania and Morocco to enter Europe, but serves as a figure of their business. Who speaks on the field of the EU for the summer and months?
The time is now written. The name is here. Traffickers that are bringing those refugees and migrants along that route into Europe. Of course, what this really is just Europe putting up a big barrier once again and saying, we're going to deal with the people smugglers, we're going to increase the aid and training we give to maritime safety officials in that region to make sure people don't get on boats. They're looking at that again, rather than, at the moment at least, increasing aid or giving up programs actually as part of the Africa Fund.
Now, a lot of the humanitarian agencies and NGOs are saying this is not the solution to the problem, that what needs to be looked at are the root causes of migration in the first place. Is anyone looking at this?
They're looking at it, but they're having trouble getting the money for that. Quite right, you've the EU Emergency Trust Fund Africa. And that is the one meant to address the root causes of migration, the whole reason for why there is this forced displacement. So there is talk about that, having trouble getting more funding for that. And again, of course, the numbers of migrants down are well down from previous years. So far, there's been 110,000 in Europe. But also, it's gone off the agenda. I've really been seeing, well, putting out this big work for Northern Africa.
What is the situation regarding Libya as time?
The European Union particularly seems to feel that this has far been a success. They are helping to work with the Libyans to bring their country, not so much in a situation whereby they can really invest there, but that they are focusing on the political process, the stability of Libya, and the economic situation there. And they already are going to have quite a high-level meeting on Libya, which will take place in Italy next month. So what they want to do there is have a look at the economic situation, and wherever possible, try and usher in some sort of situation whereby your presidential and parliamentary elections could take place.
As Paris-based journalist Catherine Field speaks, Tim Lewis was host of the VOA program Africa News Tonight.
What is it like to study in the United States, and what do you have to do to get here? The Student Union is VOA's blog that follows students from all over the world as they face challenges and opportunities studying at American University. Log to blog, voanews.com/student-union.
In other news, we're following a shooting incident took place during the visit of top U.S. general in Afghanistan. We get off from APC again.
Looking at Taliban took responsibility, the target was the U.S. commander in charge of NATO in Afghanistan, General Scott Miller. General Miller came unhurt, but the three top officials in charge, police chief, governor himself, and the head of the intelligence department, all killed as well.
The shooting took place only years before nearly 9 hours going to the poll that last Saturday for the election. Several of the hundreds of candidates for various offices have been so far. Hundreds of stations closed on its attempt of catching bats. Attack kills four serious and Britain's Easter's over a potential for so far. This election stands for the 100 minutes from testifying in seats in the House of the Army. The spoke head of Exxon's strike over the country.
The session goes for half press war.
He also contributed integration to the memo and bodies that consisted with many successes, like Yoma Red Next Star. And another huge fan was I Got a Woman.
Well, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah. She says I love it. Just for me. Oh yeah, she say loving, early in the morning, that's for me. Oh yeah, she say loving, that's for me.
Charles became friends with record and Muse film news Prince Jones. Their friendship lasted until the end of Charles' life. It was its encouragement to be hit on my mind.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. It's the old sweet song. He's Georgia online. I said I'm Georgia, Georgia, the song of you. Come that sweet and dear, come by to the pines. Her arms reach out to me, her eyes are like me. Stuck in the peace reside, don't divide you. I said, just.
Thomas Frank Rehearsed Dinner, this one hour long. Music is recent, says the case is spent. Never have you all out of your pedal.
This
is my life. I don't know if it is a good season. Absolutely not visible by my ears. Listen with any from the French dish. His new thread was the good right to star Nancy Gordon, where she's picking up a sort of fun with more yards.
I'm talking about America. America.
This is Today in History. On November 19, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln delivered one of the most famous speeches in American history, the dedication of the military cemetery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Lincoln's 10 sentences received little attention first, but northern newspapers took note of their powerful message, in which he articulated the meaning of the U.S. war. On the day 1880, fiction detective Sherlock Holmes made his debut in A Study in Scylla, a story by Bishop Conan Doyle. Realizing and solving unusual cases using his extraordinary power of observation and logical reading, Sherlock Holmes would appear in 4 novels and 56 short stories. On this day 1942, the Soviet Red Army launched a huge counteroffensive against German troops that turned the tide in the Battle of Stalingrad and eventually in a war between Germany and the Soviet Union. And on this day in 1961, record industry history was made when Chubby Checker's original hit song, The Twist, re-entered the charts on its way to becoming the first record to reach number one for a second time. Twist reached top position 1960, with Chuck's appearance on the popular Ed Sullivan Show pushed back on the chart. Chubby Checker was born Ernest Evans, but the wife of T. Clark Clark says that Checker has to take off on the popular scene. As now, the name science, Chubby Checker and Santa Fe is the best in part of this. I'm Dick DeFore with Today in History. This is